Hi, I'm Mindy, and I'm on Team Parents.
I'm Elena, and I'm on Team Kids.
I'm Zach, and I'm on Team Parents, and this is the Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast. Today we have Mindy representing Team Parents and Elena representing Team Kids, and they're going to compete in movie quote trivia. I've collected 20 movie quotes from throughout film history of all genres and types, and we're going to see your film knowledge. How do you feel about film movie quote knowledge? Elena, do you think you'll do well?
I don't watch a lot of movies, especially that aren't Disney, so I don't know how well I'll do.
Yeah, these are non-Disney, right?
Non-Disney.
So we already did a Disney movie quote, so this is all non-Disney. Yeah, that does make me a little nervous.
Now, I'm not going to claim that none of these movies are products owned by Disney, because Disney owns a whole lot of movie industry.
Yeah, of course.
So I think there are a couple in here owned by Disney, but these are not our Disney cartoon movies.
Classic Disney movies. Okay, got it. Well, it's just such a broad category. I'm a little nervous, but I think we'll see how it goes.
Okay, I think you can do this.
And as always, we're going to put 10 seconds of music after each one of these so you can answer and play along at home. Zach, how many points are there worth? What is the structure going to be?
We'll have two rounds of five questions each for each team. All of the questions are worth 1 point. So at the end, there will be 10 possible points for each team.
And they don't go easy to hard, just kind of about the same level across.
Yep.
Okay. Lena, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Lena won the Disney movie episode, if I remember. So I think the challenge is on for me for this rematch.
All right. Lena, the challenge is on, and you're going to go first. Question one for kids. Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. So you know the lead, our character here is named Buddy.
Elf.
Yes. Right? Yes. Will Ferrell in Buddy the Elf. Jon Favreau as Mr. Narwhal, as he's leaving the North Pole, says, bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. Because Buddy is leaving the North Pole to go find his dad.
And his dad is Santa, right?
No.
Oh, he doesn't know that. Oh, Buddy's, did I just spoil this movie?
Buddy's dad is like a businessman who works in, I think, New York City.
Oh, okay. It's been a while since I've watched
Elf.
Yeah,
so he goes to find his dad.
So I didn't spoil the movie. I have no idea what the movie's about. That's great. Okay.
No, it has been a lot. We don't watch that every year.
It just kind of sounds like a quote that would be from like Finding Nemo or something like that.
Yeah, it feels very Finding Nemo, but it's not. Well, and he's a narwhal, so that kind of ties in.
Narwhal, sea creature, yeah. All right, parents, question one. Okay, I have to do this one in a voice
okay.
Because you can't not.
That'll help.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh, it's The Godfather.
Good. And do you know who said that? The actor?
It's not Marlon Brando?
It is Marlon
Brando. Oh, Marlon Brando, yes.
Yes, Marlon Brando as Vito Corleone in The Godfather.
Right, and he had the like stuff in his cheeks and
There's a great story about the audition. They came to his house to audition Brando for this movie. And Brando said, hold on a second, I'll be right back. He goes into the other room. He stuffs cotton in his cheeks.
Right.
And he comes back into the room and starts doing this voice.
Well, he had to change his oral posture, as we know, as voice people. Yeah.
And it worked. They gave him the role. I mean, they had come to his house to audition him.
I think he had the role. Yeah.
All right. 1-1. Question two for kids. All right. You're going to get this one. Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Wizard of Oz.
Yes. The original was Judy Garland as Dorothy Gale in The Wizard of Oz. This movie came out in 1939.
1939, man. Wow.
1939.
So, Elena, I think this has come up now like 3 or 4 times on this podcast. Have you actually seen The Wizard of Oz? Have we done it? Have we made you watch it?
The only time I remember watching it is when me and you went to see the play when I was younger.
You saw the play. Yes. But you haven't seen the movie.
We have not remedied this problem yet.
We need to do it. Yeah. We keep saying we do. Now it's like imminently necessary.
All right. These general movie questions are interesting because they're so all over the place that they're either going to be really easy to you or you've just never seen it. So nice job with The Wizard of Oz.
I thought Wizard of Oz was a Disney movie.
No, again, one of the few movies that Disney doesn't own, right?
Yeah, as far as I know.
As far as I know.
I've never seen a Wizard of Oz ride at Disney.
No. And it is a little bit like Narnia.
Yeah, it's another world that you go to.
And it's a kid, and there's a wizard, and she meets a lion.
No, that's true.
Oh, wow, yeah. Way to pull out some parallels, Lena. Okay.
All right. Parents, question two. I don't know. This is a tough one. It seems like a simple quote, but it's a very famous quote from this movie.
Okay.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat. Oh, when you were saying it, I knew it. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Most of the movie takes place on or near a boat.
It's not Titanic, because that's a very, very big boat.
That's a very big boat.
He has plenty of
should have
big
had a smaller boat.
Yeah, they needed a smaller boat in that movie. Say it again.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
I'm trying to dig into the back of my brain. I don't think I'm going to pull it out. When you say it, I'm going to know it.
Okay, I'm going to give you the world's easiest clue, but then you're not going to get the
point. Okay,
then
I won't get the point.
Dun-dun.
Oh, yes. Jaws.
Jaws.
Okay, there you go.
Isn't that funny? The power of music. Just those two notes convey right. more than any quote in that movie.
It's just like an interval. Dunna.
Do you know at least that much about Jaws?
I didn't know it was from Jaws.
But you've heard the dunna.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just about a giant shark that was attacking people.
I thought it was a bunch of sharks.
I think there might be more than one shark, but the shark that they're hunting is Jaws.
I think that was Sharknado that I was thinking about.
I think it was too. I've actually never seen Jaws all the way through.
Roy Scheider in 1975 was Jaws. Yeah, it's a good movie. People also reference it a lot when a politician does nothing, even though they know there are problems. Because the mayor in that was famous for not shutting down the beaches, even though people kept getting eaten by sharks at the beach. They're like, yeah, leave the beach open. It's fine.
Yeah, we couldn't go to the beach when there was a pandemic.
Right.
The beach was infested with sharks. Fine. Yeah.
All right, kids, question three. I'm going to do a voice, but it's going to be a really bad one. We wants it. We needs it. Must have the precious. They stole it from us.
That is from The Hobbit, right?
I will give you the point because you know the genre.
What's the whole series?
It is... Oh, I forgot the name of the series.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
So The Hobbit was the kind of the prequel.
He says that stuff in The Hobbit.
Yes.
Yeah.
But yes, I'll give you the point. It's from the Lord of the Rings series. Do you know the character?
I used to call Marshall this when he was a baby and would kind of like... glump around on the ground with his hands and feet.
Mindy, what's the character?
Gollum.
Gollum.
My little Gollum.
Yes. One of the kids in my class, her mom is reading The Hobbit to us.
Right.
And we're in the part where like Bilbo was like trapped with Gollum in the cave.
Oh, she's still reading it?
Yeah.
You're still working through it? Nice.
I like that you're getting the books before the movies. I'm very a books before the movies person, if I can be.
Yeah, and we have never shown our kids the Lord of the Rings movies.
No, they're so long. They've got to be older.
Yeah. All right, nice job, Lord of the Rings. Parents, question three. You can't handle the truth.
Oh, that's from A Few Good Men. It's Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson is Colonel Nathan R. Jessup in A Few Good Men, 1992.
Yeah. Again, another movie I've never seen. But there's a lot of these movies, honestly, I haven't seen all the way through because I'm a movie sleeper, so, or a movie knitter or do the dishes or so. But that one's very famous. I know that.
I really like that movie. And in particular, that scene between him and Tom Cruise is just a really good, intense scene.
Yeah, it's like that's why it's a classic.
All right, kids, question four. This is a movie you've seen. Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
I know this one. They're getting in a car.
A car that doesn't need a road.
But the car doesn't travel through space. Travels through.
Is it Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
So it's newer than Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is Disney. So it's newer than Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It travels through a different dimension of.
You've seen, and there are sequels. Seen those too.
It is Back to the Future.
Yes. Back to the Future. Christopher Lloyd playing Doc Brown. Says that quote. This movie came out in 1985. So it doesn't.
Oh my goodness.
We're telling you it's not an old movie, but it's almost 40 years old.
It's a new movie. 40 years
old. This new 40 year old movie. All right. Nice job. Parents, question four. Okay. You're going to know this one.
Okay. Good.
My mama always said life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
I want this to be a finish that quote episode because I wanted to say it. It is Tom Hanks in Forrest Gump and his mom with Sally Field. And she said it too, I think, at some point. Yeah, good movie.
She always said it.
Right. She
always said.
Yeah, always.
Our kids have also not seen Forrest Gump, but I think that's probably age appropriate.
It's a little adult. Yeah.
One of these days we will have to watch it. It's a classic.
It's really good.
Tom Hanks, who you do know Tom Hanks well from a lot of things, but...
Yeah.
Forrest Gump, 1994.
Oh, yeah.
So 25 plus years ago.
So I was 12 when that movie came out? Wow. Okay. All right.
All right. We are here at the end of round one, question five in round one. Elena. Hello. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
You've seen this. I know you've seen this.
It's been a while, but you've definitely seen it.
So is it a new movie?
No.
And he says it to the six-fingered man. Does that help?
No. I don't know.
Okay, it is an adventure movie with love and sword fighting.
That's every adventure movie.
This one's kind of making...
an older one.
This one's playing with that whole genre. It starts with somebody reading this story, this romantic sword fighting adventure story.
I don't know.
No? Oh, we need to watch this one again.
I'm
going to
steal it. Well, I mean, I won't get the point. But Princess Bride. Very good movie.
Do you remember that movie at all, Elena?
Yeah, I remember it now.
You do. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
This is one of those, like, I don't know, as a theater kid, we would like say that to each yes, other, like would. Nerds.
Yeah, that quote was bigger than that movie.
Well, it's Mandy Patinkin. So the theater kids are like, already. Mandy Patinkin.
Oh, I love that movie, though.
It's good.
All right. Parents, question five. The end of round one here. I feel the need. The need for speed.
Is it Fast and the Furious?
No, it is older than that.
It's older than that. The need for speed. I know I should know this. Speed? It's not Speed.
And who would have said that in Speed? The bus driver?
I don't know.
Sandra Bullock is the bus driver.
The need for speed. What else is about driving fast? I'm assuming it's about driving fast.
No, it's not about driving.
Oh, about...
It is about flying.
Flying? A plane?
Yes.
Airplane? I don't know. I'm going to lose this.
Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Tom Cruise playing Maverick in Top Gun.
All these movies I haven't seen. I haven't even seen the new one, and everyone says it's so good.
I haven't seen the new one either.
I should have known that.
Top Gun movie came out in 1986, and then the sequel just came out.
I think most of the parents at home will win this one, even though I'm going to lose.
All right, we're here at the end of round one. Team Kids have 4 points. Team Parents have 3.
I gotta get it together on my rematch here. Lena's just smiling at me.
Oh, I'm winning. All right, that is the end of round one. We'll take a quick break and come back for round two. Round two. We have 5 questions left to determine who knows their movies. Team Kids, we're going to start with you. Your question 6. I'm dishonest, and a dishonest man you can always trust to be dishonest. Honestly, it's the honest ones you want to watch out for because you can never predict when they're going to do something incredibly stupid. All right, Landon, do you want a hint?
Yeah, I want a hint.
All right. This is a movie you've seen. It has sequels. You've seen the first one, I believe. And it is about pirates.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
And do you know which character says that quote? Mindy, do you know
I
that?
I would have to imagine it's Captain Jack Sparrow.
It is Captain Jack Sparrow. Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, he did a good job on those for a while. We're not going to get any more of them, that's for sure.
Nope. No, I think those
that's
are
over.
Done.
Yeah.
The wandering logic of that quote is very Jack Sparrow.
Yes, yes.
All right, question 6 for parents. I have to admit, this is one of my favorite quotes from when I was a kid, but I was also a young boy in the 1980s.
Okay, yeah, I think you're giving me a lot of boy movies. That's what I think is happening.
All right, question 6. I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Oh, this is Airplane.
Yes.
Yes. See,
she
I got
knew
it in
Airplane.
There somewhere. Yeah, I have seen this, but I didn't see it until like it was in college, and it was like a bunch of guys that made me watch it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do that.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I was dumb enough to watch it. It's fine.
Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
In Airplane, which came out in 1980.
I mean, it's classic. That like I've seen that in like work professional development meetings,
yes.
Like in little
yes.
clips and stuff.
It's, Elena, yeah. The joke is somebody would say, "Surely you're kidding." And you say, "I'm serious, and don't call me Shirley." See, I got a slight smirk out of you for that.
Yeah, a little, huh?
There are some great jokes in those movies. Terrible movies.
Terrible movies.
Terrible movies. Some great jokes, though. All right, question 7. Okay, Lane, I know you've seen this one. I made my family disappear.
Home Alone.
Yes, you got that without even any hints. Macaulay Culkin, I made my family disappear.
I would have guessed like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, but no, yeah. Because his family just leaves when he wakes up, or they're gone when he wakes up.
Yep.
Good movies.
Well, and he wished it.
Right.
So he thinks
right.
he made them disappear.
I forget that he like makes a wish before he goes to bed.
Yep. Our kids, especially your brother, love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what's not for a young boy to love watching another young boy run around, cause mischief, and play pranks. Violent pranks.
Violent pranks.
Yeah, they'd both be dead at the very beginning before they even got into the house.
Yeah, don't you watch YouTube videos about like the actual reality and like debunking those of like what actual injuries would have happened to those two robbers?
Yeah.
Like, when would they be dead? And it was like right at the beginning, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't very very
brick.
Little of that is survivable.
The
first
brick,
for sure.
Getting hit in the face by a swinging brick from a ceiling.
Oh, Daniel Stern. All right, parents, question 7. Hasta la vista, baby.
Yeah. You can't have been alive in the 80s and not know that that was from the Terminator.
Yes. Yes. Terminator and Terminator 2. Early 1990s, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Elena, do you even know who Arnold Schwarzenegger is?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, we've talked about this briefly. We've talked about that, like, in The Simpsons, Rainier Wolfcastle is, like, yeah, based on that Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was going to say, that sounds very much like Rainier Wolfcastle. Yes.
Well, he went and became governor of California and kind of pulled back on his action movies.
I think he completely pulled back, right? No, he's done a few.
There's a few. There was a series of, what were those called? There's a series of action movies where they just pulled in all the stars. Schwarzenegger, Stallone, and Dolph Lundgren.
Yes.
Just pulled in all the stars to do just the violent action movie.
Right. I can't remember what those were
But he
called.
Hasn't done
they were bad.
Much since he pulled back.
And he's just getting older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids might also know that he is Chris Pratt's father-in-law. Schwarzenegger's going to go down in history known as Chris Pratt's father-in-law.
I don't think they know that, no.
I didn't know that.
All right. Good job, team parents. Team kids, question 8. Okay. Elena, your brother might know this one more than you, so channel your brother for this one.
Okay.
Come on, Michael. It's game time. Get your Hanes on, lace up your Nikes, grab your Wheaties and your Gatorade, and we'll pick up a Big Mac on the way to the ballpark.
Oh, is it the Mighty Ducks?
So the Michael in it is Michael Jordan.
Oh.
Do you remember a sports movie with Michael Jordan in it?
There was a new one recently, and we made you watch the old one before we took you to watch the new one.
Oh, Looney Tunes?
Like, and Looney Tunes were in it.
Yes. What was the movie called with Looney Tunes?
Oh, Space Jam.
Yeah, there you go.
Space Jam. Did you like Space Jam? You clearly remember it super well.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan's acting was surprisingly good for there not being actual people there and him not being an actor.
That's true. That's true.
That is a fair point.
Acting in an empty room.
And he's not an actor.
Yeah, that is true. Well done, Michael Jordan. You're good at everything. Except for baseball. I guess.
To be fair, he's better at baseball than 99.9% of the world.
That's true.
Team parents, question 8.
I need to get better. I need to start doing better.
Okay. This question was written for you.
Okay.
To live would be an awfully
big adventure. But what's it from? To live will be an awfully big adventure. Oh,
no.
No, I know it. Hook.
Yes.
It's from Hook. I love that movie. The movie is so, so good. I figured out how to like make every single class of mine watch that movie if they hadn't. Robin Williams. Oh, Dustin Hoffman. Maggie Smith is in that movie.
Yes.
Oh, that movie's so good. If
Bob
you haven't
Hoskins.
Seen or yeah. watched Hook with your kids and parents right now, just turn this off. Not worth it. Turn on Hook and watch that instead. So good.
Great, great movie. Lena, you've seen it, yeah?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, I think
Mom's made
you.
Me see it.
Oh, they've seen it.
Multiple times.
May not have done Lord of the Rings or Wizard of Oz, but Hook, done. Okay, we're almost there. Kids question 9. All right, this one is out of a song.
Okay.
There's children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys and absolutely no one's dead.
I know that that's from Nightmare Before Christmas. I love Nightmare Before Christmas. And when we were younger, me, Marshall, and our cousins, we went over to our cousin's house and we would like dance to it and made a whole choreography from that song.
It is a Disney movie. I'm just going to put that out there. It's fine.
It is.
She got the point. It's
fine.
It's
not because I'm losing.
Nice job.
I love that movie.
Oh, it's also great. Yes.
That is one of our every year traditions. All right. Parents, question 9. Carpe diem. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. Food for Worms. That is, again, Robin Williams from Dead Poets Society. And again, you couldn't be a teenager in the 90s without knowing that movie.
Nope. Oh, Captain, My Captain. Came out in 1989.
It's a good movie.
It's a great one.
Inspiring. I mean, once you become a teacher, you're like, ugh, John Keating, come on. But it's good. It's good. It's inspiring.
It's inspirational of what education could be in a theoretical world.
Sure. In the world we don't live in right now. Yes. Yeah.
All right, we're on to question 10. Kids, question 10. You ready, Elena?
I'm ready.
Your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
I can't think of this one. Is it...
What did the scientists do that they shouldn't have done?
And there have been so many sequels to this made.
They created or brought something back that shouldn't naturally live in this world.
Is it Jurassic Park?
It is Jurassic Park. Ian Malcolm in Jurassic Park. You were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should. Because to be fair, it was a bad idea to bring dinosaurs back to life.
It was.
That didn't turn out well for anybody.
I don't know that I've seen any of the sequels of Jurassic Park. Why did the why do they keep getting more dinosaurs? Why do they keep doing this?
So I think it started as the park, and then they just like abandoned the island and let the dinosaurs have the island.
Just hope the dinosaurs would die?
And then people would go back to the island and do stupid things. And then I think eventually people brought dinosaurs from the island to other places.
Like King Kong.
Which, again, was a terrible idea.
Yeah. Okay,
I think the
sure.
new Jurassic Park movie that just came out, they're saying at least, was the last one.
That's fair.
Also, A, not all dinosaurs have the same habitat. And B, some dinosaurs can swim.
You're thinking about this much too logically.
All right, final question of the game. Team Parents, question 10. If you build it, he will come.
Field of Dreams.
Yes, Field of Dreams. I, and apparently most of the rest of the country, always thought the line was, if you build it, they will come.
Right. That's kind of how it came into our, like,
but the line is actually, if you build it, he will come, specifically referencing his father.
His father. Yes. And I know I was listening to, or was at, like, a training for like business owners or people starting like new businesses, and they were like, that quote has destroyed many many a business owner that's like,
I bet.
I'm gonna build it and people are gonna come, and like, that does not true.
You should have a built-in audience ready to come,
right? There is many many other things you need to do before to like have a thriving business.
I loved that movie though. That was a great movie. So, Lena, it's a movie about a guy who builds a baseball field in the middle of his cornfield in Iowa. And then ghosts of old dead baseball players show up and start playing a game of baseball in this field. And then the guy ends up being able to play catch with his dad who had died. It sounds silly now that I describe it in words. But it's such a beautiful movie.
Many movies do when you reduce them down to like one or two sentences.
All right. You did well. Both teams did really well. Final score, Team Parents, 8 points. Team Kids, 9 points.
No!
Team Kids win again!
That was the same score, I think. Oh, man.
You pulled it off, Elena. Nice work. Congratulations, Team Kids.
She's got like a Grinch smile over there, like ear to ear.
Listeners at home, add up your points and see how you did. Thank you for listening and joining us on the Kids vs. Parents Trivia Podcast.
See you next time. Thanks for listening.